are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about conflict. You know, it's everywhere. And guess what? We have some answers about it. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. You know, the other day I was listening to a traffic report and I heard that there was an accident. And at this accident, there was a fight going on because of the accident, or that's at least what they implied. You know, it didn't surprise me because I've heard about fights in traffic, more than once, that's for sure. Jason, is there more conflict today than ever before?
Yes. People are getting madder, angrier, more hurt, feeling abused with more intensity than ever before.
So why are conflicts so bad lately? You know, is there some type of cosmic change going on?
Well, the answer is yes and no. There is cosmic change going on, but that's not creating the problems that you see on the side of the road when there's a traffic accident.
Okay.
You know, what we're dealing with right now is the main reason for all this conflict is out of control emotions.
Okay.
You know, and out of control emotions causes conflict because they come from programming. Now, when I say out of control, what I'm saying is that because our whole culture revolves around programming, which says do it no matter how you feel, you push aside your emotions.
Okay.
And the truth is that we're naturally designed as human beings to use our emotions in ways that are helpful to us. But when we push them aside, what we're doing is we're pushing them in a place where they tend to build up and build up and build up, so that when someone cuts you off in traffic, you want to kill them. It's not just a matter of, oh my gosh, well, someone cut me off, I'll just slow down a minute and keep going. It's you know, people are seeing rage. Now, not just in traffic. It could happen in the grocery store.
It could happen any place else. Yes.
It happens online when people have reasonable discourse, right? You know, there's no such thing as reasonable discourse anymore. It's all insults and abuse and things like that. And people are using these tools to express their out of control emotions.
Well, and in the third segment today, we're going to talk about an incident that happened to me. But I want Jason to back up for just a moment. Jason, talk about the way we were designed connected to those emotions.
Well, yes. You know, the way we're designed is that our essence, what some people call soul, gives us constant information 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're about to take a job, about to ask someone to marry us, about to choose what we want on the menu, it could be anything from major to very, very minor and insignificant. We get a hit. We get a form of a feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, is that good for us? Is that bad for us?
Is that what I want tonight for dinner?
Is that what I want? Right. Is that what my preference is?
Does my butt look big in these jeans? Things like that? No.
Well, no, that's your butt has nothing to do with your preferences. That was a different show.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about that in a different show. So,
okay.
But the truth is that we're taught in this programming environment. Let me give you some examples of programming.
Okay.
These are sayings that people have been saying for years, and we think it is true.
Right.
But it's really programming. No pain, no gain. Which means that it doesn't matter if you feel pain, which is your body's way of saying, hey, you know, you're about you're kind of maxing out. You know, you need to, you know, this is in the danger zone.
Right.
Fake it till you make it. In other words, don't be authentic. You know, be someone you're not, and push aside your emotions so you can play a role. This is the Nike one. Just do it.
Yeah.
You know, just do it. You know, it doesn't matter how you feel. Just do it. And a lot of advice that you get on the internet or wherever, they tell you what to do in terms of, you know, just do these steps, no matter how you feel about it. And they tell you how to think about it, you know, your attitude. But all those are misconceptions, because as intuitives, we see energy, and emotions are energies.
Right.
And so when you try and adjust your attitude, what you're doing is you're forcing these negative emotions that are coming up that are causing what people call a quote unquote bad attitude. And you're forcing them down and trying to act like they don't exist.
Exactly.
And when you take these emotions and act like they don't exist, they'll be dormant for a while, and then pretty soon,
they're not. Exactly.
You know, men, if you've ever tried to do this with a spouse and act like act like they're invisible, they don't exist, or whatever.
Right.
At some point, they're going to roar up. Yes. And something significant is going to happen. That's what I call the out of control emotions.
Well, okay. So, and I'm going to talk about the other side of it for just a moment. We are programmed to believe that our feelings don't matter. And we are programmed to believe that things like we're afraid or we're angry or we're hurt or hate, whatever we're talking about, or whatever's going on with us, we're programmed to believe that what we feel has no value. In other words, just brush it aside. We don't matter. The problem is that our essence, our soul, doesn't hear that. It hears things need to be taken care of and you need to listen. Meaning we need to be able to connect with ourselves. How do we do that, Jason?
Well, it's the ecosystem approach is all about removing the negative emotions, clearing those so they're not out of control.
Exactly. You know, I have a little story about a guy who hates his job, just hates his job. And he goes home every day and takes it out on his family. And believe it or not, I happen to be that. I'm not just telling you a story.
I have been
the recipient of that. And the most amazing thing is that if my stepfather had used the ecosystem approach and cleared his feelings about his job, removed those feelings, you know, energetically, I guarantee you our home life would have been so much better.
Here's what most people don't understand is when your emotions are out of control, they can express themselves anywhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. So you get most people think, well, if someone got upset, if a parent gets upset because, here's my favorite. If Patricia gets upset because I left my underwear in the middle of the bathroom, bedroom floor, you know, sometimes she gets real upset. Sometimes she just moves them aside. Sometimes, you know, it depends.
If he's lucky, I just step over them.
Yes. But when your emotions are out of control, they're just looking for something to blow up about.
And it will find a place. If you think back in your day, like 2 days ago or 3 days ago, think about, were your emotions looking for a place to go?
And we think...
And did you find it?
We think there's logic to our emotions.
There is none.
Let that one go. When they're out of control, they're just looking for a place.
Exactly.
And so they can't be trusted.
Exactly.
They're there to give us information, but they rarely do. So
yes, exactly. And by the way, my stepfather would have never said that he was an emotional guy. But the more that I see today with what we do, meaning using the ecosystem approach, he was very emotional and he had no place to stuff those feelings anymore. And so he was taking them out on the family. And it was very, very, very difficult. So One more thing. Excuse me, Jason, one of the key points that we have in this segment.
Okay. years of programming where we put aside our feelings and it creates out of control emotions.
Okay.
Out of control emotions create conflicts because those emotions are looking for expression.
And by the way, that conflict is in you often.
Yes.
Okay.
Programming humans suppresses emotions. So when they do come out, they are out of control.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach helps you remove those negative emotions versus pushing them aside.
I love that part. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to talk about the root cause of political conflicts and why we are so far apart with our political beliefs. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. Conflict in my mouth here. Here we go. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about the root cause of political conflicts and why we are so far apart with our political beliefs. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, so why are we so far apart with our political beliefs? Is it the politicians, talk radio shows, or conspiracy theories?
All of those things are symptoms, but they're not the root cause.
Oh, okay.
The root cause is out of control emotions that we already spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from programming, and then the programming of our beliefs, values, and spiritual ideas instead of a more natural approach.
Okay. So what do you mean by a more natural approach to learning values and beliefs?
If it wasn't for programming, our values would be driven by life experience and our intuition, which is connected to a source of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Our essence, which is connected to a source of knowledge of wisdom and life force that is probably more courageous, hopeful, and expansive.
Than we're ever aware of.
In other words, if we're connected to our essence and our essence didn't have that negative energy attached to it, then we wouldn't have the kind of prejudice that we have today in the world. That's learned. That's programmed.
Okay.
You know, your political beliefs are often very much like your religious training these days, is that it's based on how you grew up, not based on a choice or something that you chose because of life experience. It's usually because of, you know, that's what your family did.
Okay. So, you know, our ability to think for ourselves is becoming more and more limited.
And that's because we rely on programming as opposed to a natural way of value development. In other words, this is who I am authentically.
Okay.
You go out in the world and you have experiences, and those experiences color who you are. Now, let's say you have some sort of trauma in those experiences. You were attacked or mugged at one point by a person of color. Does that make you prejudiced? Not necessarily. And in fact, if you use the ecosystem approach, you would clear the trauma of being attacked or mugged.
Mm-hmm.
And then your reason could come forward and say, okay, I understand that I could have been attacked by another race or even another gender, and it would have been just as bad.
Right.
But we develop these prejudices. You know, if you grew up in a community or a household where people of color were considered lesser than, even if it was never stated explicitly, but more implicitly, you have those beliefs. But that's programming, that doesn't come from reason or values.
Well, and there's a major point to talk about here. When we use the ecosystem approach and we clear the emotions,
so they're not out of control.
Then what happens is we become more objective, more aware. We can see with greater clarity situations today and that happen in our future. We have better clarity and know better how to deal with whatever situations come our way.
Our politics today are more about whose side you're on,
right?
What team you're on versus right. Data, fact. What's the best solution for the problem that we have?
Yes.
You know, even agreeing about what the problem is hard to do.
Yeah.
But there's no objectivity anymore. It's just all out of control emotions.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And those out of control emotions, most people are thinking out of control emotions are we're ranting and raving. Not necessarily.
One of the worst out of control emotions is numbness.
Yes.
And we've worked with so many clients over the years, couples where the numbness in their relationship was so over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes numbness is a form of anger where, people are angry, but they just withhold as a form of their anger. That withholding is living with someone who withholds is very, very difficult.
Well, because the withholding is louder than the day can be long.
Exactly.
Yes, definitely.
You know, and in our politics today, here's the biggie. Here's one of the biggest things for me.
Okay.
When you repeat a lie over and over again, and we start to accept it as truth, that's programming. You know, it's not based on reason.
Yes.
You know, if we say the sky is green, you know, if you say it long enough, you look up and say, well, it looks blue to me. But then pretty soon, if you say that, you know, the sky's green, then pretty soon you start to believe it.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's programming.
Mm-hmm.
And often we have these loyalties to our group because of we feel this common bond based on that we're all aggrieved in the same way.
Well, and agree a common bond in programming.
Well, yes, the being aggrieved is an emotion.
Exactly.
That's out of control.
Exactly.
And so people get together, and it's not based no longer based on objectivity. Here's the thing that I like to think of. You know, when you're programming, you're treating yourself like a machine.
Mm-hmm.
So when you set your speed control on your car for 70 miles per hour, but the speed limit is 30, your speed control doesn't say, hey, Jason, cut it out. You know, you're going too fast.
No, that's my job.
Yeah, Patricia's my governor, you know, in the car. But machines, they just do what they're told. And we accept that training and education, which is a form of programming, without question.
Right.
You know, I see people trying to overcome negative programming, like this idea about climate change, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, this idea that climate change is a hoax is contrary to scientific data and facts.
Okay.
So people try and deal with that by programming kids to learn about ecology. That's not the way. The way is, this is the natural way of having your values and your political beliefs come from a natural place, is when you connect with your essence, which connects with a form of infinite intelligence. You know instinctively that you have to take care of the natural environment around you because it's in your best interest, because it's healthy for you, and you want that naturally, innately.
Yes. You know, I do want to make a comment here, and one of the comments I want to make is that in our political programming today, on both sides, we hear you have to win. You have to win. And when you create, you have to win, then you create conflict because you're not using objectivity. You're not even using creativity to make your point. You're using the basis of you have to win. And it does not serve us. We are seeing the results of what happens when this programming becomes everything and what is really necessary and needed becomes nothing.
You know, blaming and scapegoating today is so popular.
Yes.
Especially online because of out of control emotions and cultural programming.
Yes.
You know, the good guys and the bad guys, you know, depending on where you live and who you are will determine who you think the good guys and the bad guys are. It's not based on any sort of real objectivity or...
Well, that brings in the thing about facts and reason, Jason.
Yes. Facts and reason does not overcome cultural programming.
Mm-hmm.
If you grew up in a household that believes people of color are lesser than, facts and reason aren't going to overcome that programming.
No matter how hard you try.
But clearing will.
Yes, because you will see... I'm sorry, I jumped in.
No, that's great.
You will be able to see that there's an objective energy here, and you can use that objective energy to weigh the situation.
Our clearing uncovers our programming, and then it gives us the option to make a choice about how we want to live.
Right.
You know, we see this with couples a lot, where people come into a marriage a relationship with programming that's mm-hmm. unconscious to both parties.
Right.
So they're acting a certain way. They don't realize it. And that's what's causing the conflict, among other things. There's obviously,
it's never just one thing. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I just want to make it one more point about the ecosystem approach. When you start today and start working on yourself, then the objectivity that you gain to help you understand your out of control emotions is phenomenal. It is completely phenomenal.
It's not a quick fix,
nope.
But it takes time, and we've made it easy for you.
Yes.
And all you have to do is do the clearings in the fourth segment, and you can start right now.
Okay. All right. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Conflicts in our political views come from cultural programming, not choice.
Mm.
Facts and reason will not overcome cultural programming, but clearing will.
Yes.
Human beings are designed to evaluate information connected to essence, which is connected to infinite intelligence. Mm. And the ecosystem approach overcomes negative programming by opening you up to true wisdom from infinite intelligence.
Love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you can do for yourself regarding your negative programming and what to do about conflict in your life. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We'll be right back. What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit DarcyPariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about what you can do for yourself regarding your negative programming and what to do about conflict in your life. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. So what can I do and what can the audience do about conflict in their life?
Start clearing your out-of-control emotions like anger, fear, hate, guilt, revenge, etc. There's a whole bunch of them.
Okay.
The conflicts in your life are driven by these negative emotions.
Okay. So what about removing negative programming in your life?
Removing negative emotions uncovers that negative programming. Mm. And they're layered. It doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
But as you continue to remove those negative emotions, right, negative energies of emotions, mm-hmm, then it uncovers the programming. And people say to us all the time, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, oh, you know, I never thought of that. Never thought of it that way.
Or I never thought of it from, from that perspective.
Or I believe that.
Yeah.
You know, when the truth is they've been programmed, so they're acting that way, mm-hmm, but they don't even agree with that programming.
Exactly.
It's so common that people don't agree with their own programming, but they just do it because they don't know any better.
Well,
any different.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I have a couple stories here, today.
We live in California, and we were truly affected more than 3 days worth of the power outages. In other words, we didn't have power. Fortunately,
they turned the electricity off to try and prevent any forest fires.
Right. And what happened was, is we were the most prepared. I do have family that lives in the area. And so everybody came to our house for dinner, and they were on their own for lunch and breakfast. But the point that I want to make here is that I have always done things about entertaining, so to speak, due to my mother's rules and programming. And I have to tell you, it's really intense and it's exhausting all the way around. And I see my husband shaking his head at me more often than not about how, and it's not he's saying I'm doing something bad. It's about the emotions in which I'm using to get the job done.
Well, there's all these rules that are invisible. For example, one of the things that we've been clearing this for
a long time,
as long as we've been together, but
exactly.
This idea that the presentation has to be perfect in order for the party, the entertaining, the event
yes.
to be perfect.
Exactly.
That's not true.
Yeah.
So you're missing a fork. So you have, you know, different color napkins.
You share the fork with the guy next to you, right?
Yeah. It is family, but yeah. You know, do you use plastic or the real stuff? Do you use paper? You know,
right.
All these rules have been hidden,
mm-hmm.
but they're crazy making.
Yes.
And so you know, it was always easier for me because I was a little more objective. Because I didn't have the rules to say, how come we're doing it this way?
Right.
And, you know.
And by the way, the first time he ever said that to me, I looked at him like he had major horns on his head.
Well, and there was also a couple, there was a little bit of pushback.
Huh.
It wasn't just she was confused. She was, there was out of control anger, I think, if I remember correctly.
If we're talking about the hands on my hips and saying, what are you talking about? I don't know what he means by that, everyone.
You know, and we see this with couples all the time. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have lots of stories this segment, but there was one story that I just thought of,
okay.
Patricia, about this couple that I was working with, and the woman came to me and said she was really frustrated because she wasn't her and her husband weren't having enough sex. She wanted to have more sex, which, you know, is
okay.
Not a common thing that we hear all the time. But so I asked her how she basically asked for sex. And because she had out of control anger.
Right.
So she wasn't just, she didn't seduce him to have sex or wasn't nice to him leading up to sex. She would say, she would be very demanding and even angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
not very attractive.
It's not, certainly doesn't create that attitude, you know.
But the bottom line is that if she had used the ecosystem approach, she would have for herself. She wanted Jason to work on her husband, not her, and about this issue. But had she been working on herself, she would have seen and cleared that anger and been able to be objective about the approach.
When you clear the out of control emotions,
yes.
you have access to behaviors
mm-hmm.
that you didn't before. Patricia and I have this, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years. We've had this so often. We'll say to someone, well, have you tried XYZ? Have you tried approaching the situation with this tone or in this way,
or looked at it from this perspective?
And people say, I can't do that.
Or they'll go, oh, I never thought about that one.
And it's when they say, oh, I never thought about that one, it's because we've cleared enough
right. So
they could see it from a more objective place. And when they say, oh, I can't do that, it's because we haven't cleared those negative emotions enough.
Yeah.
You know, this woman was not capable of seducing her husband because she was so angry.
Yes.
And she was so angry with him.
Yes.
So, you know, it creates those out of control emotions, keeps you from behaviors that you could otherwise have.
Right. So I have one more story, and it's the story about when we lived in the Bay Area, we lived on a one-lane road. And it was every day we either had to drive in front of this guy's house or walk in front of this guy's house. And this guy decided he owned the road and he, you know, everything was about him. And one day
if you parked on the road, you stop traffic because there's like 10 other houses on this road.
Right.
And if, you know, it's a one lane, so it's, you know, that's it.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, the common sense rules say, be courteous to your neighbors and don't park on don't park on the road. And anyway, I came back from water aerobics one day and I had a client very shortly afterwards, and this guy had the UPS truck stopped. He was having a conversation, like, you know, shooting the breeze, as Jason would say. And
with the driver of the UPS truck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I sat there and waited about 2 minutes, and then that was it. I kind of tapped the horn, and he leaned out of the truck because he had stepped up into the truck. He leaned out of the truck and he called me a name that no woman ever wants to hear. And by the way, it was a name that my father would call me when he would get mad. And I flipped out. I flipped out to the point of, I was yelling and screaming so loud that when I finally got into the house, my daughter said, "Was that you yelling outside?" But I went ballistic.
That's an example of an out of control emotion.
Completely.
Because at that point, there was no way to figure out a solution.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And
by the way, since then, we have done a lot of clearing about all of this. And not only in that moment, but in my past. And the bottom line is that we worked things out with his wife first, and then with him. And it was very difficult. But if we hadn't had the ecosystem approach, I can't tell you what would have happened with all of this.
We're never going to be besties with this guy, but by clearing our negative emotions, we're able to figure out a functional relationship that worked.
Exactly. And by the way,
until
we moved. And by the way, he was the neighbor that nobody ever wanted, by the way. So, all right, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Negative programming in your life is layered and it takes time to clear.
Yes.
Removing negative programming is freeing and gives you new tools for conflicts in your life.
It gives you options.
Absolutely. Understanding the opposite viewpoints can help resolve all types of conflicts and also creates empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach helps you remove years of negative programming so you can develop empathy.
Okay. All right. So, Jason, in this segment, we always talk about how we do our energy work. And so for those of you who have never listened to us before, this is it. For those of you who have but need a little review, here it is. And for those of you who don't need the review, hang in there with us.
We're going to clear out in the next segment some of those out of control emotions and some emotions that keep conflict in your life.
Okay.
So here we go. So when you can sit. Stand, doesn't matter. Your posture is not important.
Mm-hmm.
Use your imagination. So we say, and to eliminate out of control anger,
mm-hmm.
just gather up all that out of control anger, blow it into a trash can. And if there's not a trash can handy, like if you're driving,
right.
you can just blow it into an imaginary trash can,
mm-hmm.
exhale as you do that.
Okay.
And we'll go on to the next one. That's simple.
Okay. And then after that, we are going to activate life force. Life force is the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. And it is the most amazing thing. It heals the hurts and the pains. It heals physical everything. It is amazing. And so we call it in. And how we do that is we pull it in through the top of our head. We let it go all the way down our torso and our arms and our legs and all the way to the tips of our toes. We then turn it around and we blow out any negative energies, even if we can't see them, that is left over. Sounds like, and then blow it out. By the way, we see this as clear, pure light. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you remove some negative programming and out of control emotions that creates conflict in your life. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk
Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you remove negative programming and out-of-control emotions that creates conflict in your life. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the beliefs that have not been chosen by me that are in my life right now. Gather up all those beliefs. Blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate, so I can begin to see that I function from programming versus choice. Take a nice breath. And to eliminate anything and everything that's keeping me stuck in any kind of fear, thinking I can't function without programming. But the truth is, understanding all of it really, really, really makes a difference. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see my conflicts are directly related to my negative emotions.
Yes.
Take a breath. If you want to reduce the conflicts in your life by half, clear your negative emotions.
And then clear the blocks to your objectivity. Oh my gosh. Okay, take a nice breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of anger, hate, and need for revenge that are looking for expression. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any fear, worry, anxiety I have that creates conflict in my life. Take a breath.
and to eliminate my feelings of anger, hate, and need for revenge that are looking for expression. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my guilt, unworthiness, and shame that makes me a victim to conflict. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the numbness in my life that creates conflict or could create conflict. Okay. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my anger about politics and my need for revenge because of those politics. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that I can program others to get out of a conflict when the truth is that doesn't work. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that the other side in a political conflict needs to be reprogrammed. What it really needs is clearing. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see my life in terms of negative emotions that can be cleared.
About anything and everything. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the other perspectives for all of the conflicts that I'm in, stuck in, or connected to from right now and in my past and anything in my future. Take a breath.
So should we do life force?
What do you say?
Here
okay,
we go.
Sounds good to me.
And to activate life force so that I can trust that I have power to overcome conflicts by clearing my negative emotions. Take a breath.
Let that come in right through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around. Any negative energy left over, blow it out. And to activate life force so I can trust that I can clear my way out of clear my way out of control emotions. Take a breath. By the way, I do it on a regular basis.
And to activate life force so that I can have the confidence to know that I'm in charge of my emotions. Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the confidence to see the difference between programming and the choices that I've made or that I'm making. When in truth, when you clear, you can gain the objectivity that you need to see what's in your best interest. Activate that life force right now for exactly that. Take a breath. In through the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Blow out any negative energies left over. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and have laughter and love and fun, love of myself, love of others, be creative. And be healthy, like have great health and have peace and harmony and knowing so I can accept objectivity for the truth of it. Starting right now, pull in that life force to the top of your head. Take a breath. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Feel the ease of that. It's so nice. And blow out any negative energies that it's left over. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Aging. You know, one of my pet peeves is that the idea that you age gracefully. Now, I don't know what that means. And I don't think that's an accurate way of portraying it or a good way of portraying it.
Okay.
And no, I'm not talking about fighting it. You know, you can't fight it either. There's a better way. And we're going to talk about that next week. Mm-hmm. But oh, by the way, it's my wife's birthday this week. And I just wanted to wish her happy birthday on the air. You know, she's the most youthful. Even though, you know, I call her a cougar because now she'll be 2 years older than me, but you know, her youthfulness comes from the energy from her heart. It's life force. It's an amazing thing, and that's kind of a hint for what's going to happen. We're going to talk about next week too. So how to
wish somebody a happy birthday?
No.
Oh, okay. Aging, and by the way, aging, yes, our bodies age, we admit, but when you clear, what happens is there is a youthfulness, and it even affects your looks. Awesome.
I'm going to steal some of my thunder, but negative energy ages you more than anything else.
Yes.
Negative emotions. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
So
if some parts of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, if you want to reduce conflict in your life, you need to make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically a part of your life. Mm-hmm. We make it easy for you. Every single radio show, we do clearings at the end. Mm-hmm. And if you go to our website right now and sign up for our newsletter, it's absolutely free. Every week, we send you clearings that you can do all the time.
Mm-hmm. On your own
until the next show, and start clearing. It's all totally free. We're not asking for anything. Just your name and your email address. And all you have to do to sign up is to go to our website at www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. We just ask for your name and email address. And while you're doing that, while you're signing up for the newsletter, go like us on Facebook. I'm so insecure. and when I don't get likes on Facebook, you know, it just makes me feel bad. So make me feel good.
Can you say manipulation,
yes,
audience?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Go to livinglighter.org on Facebook and like us.
Okay.
And you make a comment if you like. We'd like to hear those.
Okay. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.